From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First headlines. Indonesia and Vietnam targets $10 billion US in trade. Minister of Finance says investment opportunities in Indonesia are getting bigger. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pane. Indonesian Ambassador to Vietnam Ibnu Hadi was optimistic that the target of $10 billion US in trade between Indonesia and Vietnam set by the governments of the two countries will be achieved by 2020. Ambassador Hadi said at a media conference held on Thursday, Indonesian and Vietnamese government have assured that they will do their utmost to reach the target of $10 billion. The total trade between the two nations has increased significantly from 2016 to 2018. He said trade increased gradually to more than 66%, which reflects the effort of the two governments. The total bilateral trade between Indonesia and Vietnam from January to June 2019 has reached $4.26 billion, with a surplus of $1.04 billion for Indonesia. Indonesian Ambassador to Vietnam Ibnu Hadi said, in trade with Vietnam, Indonesia experienced a surplus of $1 billion. During a video conference with the media in Jakarta on Thursday, Ibnu Hadi added that Indonesia's main exports to Vietnam were coal and automotive and its spare parts. You must ask, what are the main export components? I can say there are two big. One is coal and the second one is automotive. Automotive and spare parts. Ambassador Ibnu Hadi further said that the value of automotive exports and spare parts from Indonesia to Vietnam in the first semester of 2019 have reached $400 million. He hopes its value can reach $1 billion by the end of 2019. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that investment opportunities are increasing in Indonesia as infrastructure needs increase to support national development in the next 5 years. Sri Mulyani in Jakarta on Thursday said, so far, investment in infrastructure is still dominated by state-owned enterprises, national enterprises, because the direction of the government's development policy 5 years ago was to catch up with Indonesia from other countries. State-owned company is needed to complete various tasks of infrastructure development that cannot be done by the private sector. The 10th governor of the special region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, convened the participants of the Indonesia-Russia Business Forum in Moscow on Thursday about the ease and certainty of investing in the province. The certainty of the investment, according to him, was triggered by consistent local government regulations so that investors and entrepreneurs could develop their business without obstacles to policy changes. On the occasion, Sri Sultan emphasized culture and art as an attraction for tourism business in Yogyakarta. Creative industries and technology, such as startups, are potential sectors to be developed. He said, at present, the economy of Yogyakarta in the second quarter of 2019 grew 7.5%, and throughout 2018, it was 6.2%, or exceeding national economic growth of 5.17%. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, in cooperation with the Paramarta Karya Budaya Foundation and the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Hamburg, will carry out a cultural caravan and puppet performance program in several cities in Germany from August to September 2019. In a media briefing held by the Ministry of Education and Culture in Jakarta on Thursday, Director of Cultural Heritage and Diplomacy at the Ministry of Education and Culture, Najamuddin Ramli, said the program was initiated by the Indonesian diaspora and related to cultural diplomacy. This activity is related to cultural diplomacy, our activities abroad with an international dimension. And this is the embodiment of Law No. 5 of 2017 on cultural progress and was also strengthened by the Indonesian Cultural Congress in December 2018, which gave birth to three important points. Firstly, Indonesian cultural strategy. Secondly, the master plan for cultural progress. And thirdly, seven cultural resolutions. Najamuddin Ramli further said the cultural caravan consisted of a series of interactive cultural arts activities which tour various cities in Germany, namely Hamburg, Göttingen, Rothenburg, Hanover, Bremen, Kiel, and return to Hamburg. The Krishna Dutta Papa Show, which lasts 90 minutes, will be held in three performance halls located in three different cities in Germany, Neoflora in Hamburg on September the 2nd, Altus Magazine in Hanover on September 4 and Metropole in Bremen on September 7. The state-owned fertilizer maker PT Petrokimia Gresik will export 45 tons urea to India on the second week of August, the president director Rahmat Pribadi stated on Thursday. The export marked the company's achievement in maintaining the urea business and remaining competitive, although the commodities price has been falling for the past few years in the world market. Following the export to India, the company's export figures, which reached 202,000 tons of urea, 80,800 tons of NPS fertilizer, and 3,350 tons of ZK fertilizer. After the company's ammonia urea 2 plant went operational in 2018, the fertilizer maker was able to double the production of urea from 460,000 tons to 1,000,000 tons per year. He said that the company also exported to Sri Lanka, China, and the Philippines. Indonesian badminton player Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernandi Gideon become the only Indonesian settlers left in the 2019 Thailand Open men's quarterfinals after beating Zhang Nan and Ou Xuan Yi from China with a score of 16-21, 21-13, and 21-14. As reported by Antara on Thursday, the match was a repeat of the 2019 Bli Bli Indonesia Open final when Kevin and Marcus won easily with a score of 21-12, 21-16. The Thailand Open 2019 BWF World Tour Super 500 is the third series of their Asia Tour in the last 3 weeks. Well, listener, that's the news.
Today's commentary is on U.S.-Chinese trade war. It's not about two countries. On Wednesday, July the 24th, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin were in Shanghai, China, in a first face-to-face meeting with Chinese officials after the G20 summit, which ended anticlimactically. the American-China trade war can be expected to get hotter. The trade negotiation ended on Wednesday, July the 31st, and the two countries described it as being constructive. However, after the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump once again threatened to impose a new 10% tariff on imported Chinese goods worth $300 billion starting September the 1st. This is clearly the impact of the American-Chinese negotiations failure. The levy will hit a number of consumer goods such as cell phones, laptops, toys, and footwear. This increased tensions in a trade war that has disrupted global supply chains and shook financial markets for more than a year. Another round of meetings between negotiators is scheduled to take place in September. Although the U.S. and China agreed to meet again in September 2019, no one can be sure that the meeting will record progress compared to the two-day trade talks in Shanghai, China. The biggest possibility is leading to a protracted trade war and weighing on the global market. It should be remembered that negotiations between the U.S. and China began to heat up in May after U.S. officials accused China of withdrawing from previous commitments. Furthermore, the U.S. raised tariffs on import goods from China worth $200 billion, which immediately responded or retaliated by China. The impact of the trade war between the United States and China, feared by many, has become a reality. A number of industrial sectors were affected, ranging from manufacturing, technology, services, to retail. One of the most severe impact is the manufacturing sector, such as telecommunications producers and consumer products. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, at the beginning of 2019 has warned that the American-Chinese trade war will have an impact on many countries, especially countries such as Argentina, Turkey, and Brazil that are vulnerable to sudden pressure. Slowing world economic growth has lowered its forecast for global economic growth by 3.7% this year and to 3.6% in 2020 to 2023. Indonesia's trade performance with China also experienced a deficit of $8.48 billion in the January until May 2019 period due to the U.S.-China trade war. It can be concluded that the U.S.-China trade war has and will continue to have a sustainable impact on various parties, and apparently now it is no longer a matter of two countries alone. Well, that was commentary today on U.S.-China trade war is not about two countries. I'm Anatri Jayakasih. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. Welcome back to Today in History. We start from a historical event on August 2, 1934. Adolf Hitler became the head of Germany with the title of Führer. Adolf Hitler was the German Chancellor from 1933 and the German leader from 1934 until he died on April 30, 1945. On August 2, 1934, Hitler became the dictator of Germany after President von Hindenburg died. Hitler unified the chancellors and presidential positions to become the Führer or leader and created the National Socialist Party, known as the Nazi, a single party in Germany. The Nazi Party was officially disbanded after Germany lost the Second World War. We turn to another historical story on August 2, 1985, plane crash of Delta Airlines Flight 191. Delta Airlines Flight 191 is a scheduled flight from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles via Dallas. On August 2, 1985, the plane crashed in the midst of a tornado weather and lightning or microburst shortly before landed on the 17C runway at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, Texas. The accident killed 8 crew members, 126 passengers, and 1 person on the ground. 2 people died after 1 month of the accident, so the number of victims reached 137 people. We end today's segment of Today in History with a historical story which occurred on August 2, 1990, invasion of Iraq to Kuwait. On August 2, 1990, Iraqi troops invaded its neighboring country, Kuwait. This invasion was the second invasion of Iraq against Iran in 1980. Saddam Hussein's regime stated all the time that Kuwait region is the 19th Iraqi province. The invasion to Kuwait was aimed to take over Kuwait's oil wealth. Therefore, the Saddam regime hoped can be the leader of Arab world. However, the Iraqi invasion to Kuwait received a negative reaction from the international community and the United Nations, who condemned and ordered that Iraq left Kuwait. Then, a number of countries led by the United States sent troops into the Persian Gulf to driving out Iraq. Due to the attack of the Alliance forces, on February 28, 1991, Iraq ended its invasion in Kuwait. That was Today in History.
Now.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia titled Small, Medium Enterprises and Startups of South Korea and Indonesia Strengthening Cooperation. South Korean Minister of Small, Medium Enterprises and Startup, Park Yoon-sun, along with Leader of Technology Innovation Association of Small, Medium Enterprises, Innobis, Jo Hong-rae, held the second Indonesia-South Korean Small Medium Enterprises Technology Matching Conference 2019 on July 30, 2019 in Jakarta. In this event, 12 South Korean small and medium enterprises and around 70 Indonesia companies met and discussed various cooperation projects, including technology licenses or technology export, spare part export, export of raw materials and equipment, and preparation to form a joint venture between South Korea and Indonesia. Deputy Supervision of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Suparno, is optimistic that the technology exchange project between South Korea and Indonesia will be an attraction to promote manufacturing-based SMEs for small businesses in South Korea. Meanwhile, Executive Director of the Innobis Association, Hong Chang-ho, moreover added, his party was indeed exploring the South Korean small-medium enterprises export market with exceptional technology for Indonesia, as well as seeking cooperation opportunities through technology exchange. Hong Chang-ho, in a written statement on Tuesday, July 30, said that his party would provide assistance to South Korean small-medium enterprises with technological innovations to help in the development of new export markets. Previously, in April 2018, the South Korean Ministry of Small-Medium Enterprises and Startups and the Indonesian Ministry of Cooperatives and Small-Medium Enterprises also designed the establishment of the Indonesia-Korea Technology Exchange Center, or ICTEC, to advance the South Korean and Indonesian SME markets. The agency also promotes trade investment through technological cooperation between local small-medium enterprises, or SMEs, and the expansion of the Indonesian market by South Korean SMEs. According to data of 2018, Indonesia is the world's largest archipelago, with a population of around 262 million and gross domestic product GDP of $4,143 per capita. Based on the 2018 Global Trade Atlas data, the main exporters to Indonesia are China, Singapore, Japan, Thailand, and the United States. South Korea is in the sixth place, with the main items of trade in the form of mineral fuels, electrical equipment, and spare parts. That was My Indonesia.
Thank you.
I was born in this place with so many different races. I've seen so many faces, never bothered me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, think, now do something for your nation.
Dari buku terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemanapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempat ku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wairi besarkan
bunda.
Sampai akhir menutup mata.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, it's nice to see you again in Indonesian Wonder with me, Ahmad Faisal. For today's edition, I present you Malalayang Beach in North Sulawesi. Listeners, several times ago, President Joko Widodo made a working visit to North Sulawesi for 2 days. During his visit, President Jokowi stated that North Sulawesi tourism is growing. In the past 4 years, tourist visit to the North Sulawesi rose 600%. Beautiful nature and various tourism destinations choices become one of reasons why many tourists visit there. Traveling to North Sulawesi, there are various interesting tourist destinations that you can visit. Listeners, one of the beautiful beaches near Manado is Malalayang Beach. This beach is only about 1 kilometer from Manado City, or about 10 minutes by using land transportation. When you arrive at Malalayang Beach, you will see the row of shops and stalls that are the most dominant thing seen at the beach. Malalayang Beach has calm waves adorned with large black rocks along the shoreline. Due to the waves are calm, it is safe for those who want to swim in the area. The beauty of the underwater coast of Malalayang is also irresistible. You can also enjoy diving at this beach. Listeners, for visitors who like diving hobby, there are also diving equipment rental offered at the beach. The dive spot is not too far, and you will be able to enjoy a variety of various marine biodiversity. Being relaxed at the Malalayang Beach, you can enjoy the scenery, namely Manado Tua Island, that is high like mountain from this beach. Likewise with Bunaken Island, which has been known globally. Besides, buildings in the Manado are located in the seafront that can also be seen from Malalayang Beach. Along this beach, there are many stalls along the coast. However, the most ordered snack is fried banana with its special roasted sauce. Listeners, that's the edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Malalayang Beach. Tomorrow, we will meet you again with another interesting topic. See you later.
Terasa bangun dari mimpiku, tahu aku tak sendiri. Matahari pun serasa lebih cerah dengan kecup manismu. Ku mulai melangkah, ku nikmati tiap detikku dengan namamu di hatiku. Ku rasa bahagia dan hati berbunga-bunga. Kau buatku tergila-gila, tunduk hati aku setia selayaknya sihir. Kau buatku terjatuh, tapi tak berlangsung lama. Kau tinggalkan aku, kau pergi berjejak, tanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, kau tak akan tinggalkan aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, sayang cinta kamu segalanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. La 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 la
terasa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Seleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miss Seleni. Today, I will inform you about 27 Steps of May won 2 awards in Malaysia Film Festival. Stay tuned. The film 27 Steps of May by director Ravi Barwani won the award at the 3rd Malaysia Golden Global Award, Malaysia International Film Festival. The film won 2 trophies for the 2 Hope Award and Best Actor for Lukman Sardi, who played Mr. May. The producer and screenwriter Raya Makarim, through an official statement, explained that the team is difficult and sometimes uncomfortable, but the felt that this team was very important to be appointed. 27 Steps of May itself, starring Rai Hanun as May, Lukman Sardi, Aryo Bayu, and Ferdi Sulaiman, tells the story of trauma due to sexual violence experienced by May. Malaysia Golden Global Awards 2019 was held on July 20th at the Istana Budaya Kuala Lumpur. This year, the festival has the theme Humanity, a theme that represents the voice and story of hope and despair. This film was inspired by the May 1998 incident of riots, which occurred in several cities and had an impact on ethnic Chinese. This film tells about the impact of rape on May's life as a victim, and he was devastated and blamed himself for not being able to look after his own child. Because of the theme rights, the film won the New Hope Award, an award given to films that have strong and inspiring messages. This film raises hope to film viewers and also the next generation of filmmakers. Meanwhile, Lukman Sardi said that he did not expect to get the Best Actor Award because, according to him, other nominations had a greater chance of winning. According to him, the victory was not a personal victory, but a victory for the message conveyed by this film, a victory for women who experienced trauma, whose voice was conveyed through this film. That was our segment Miscellany. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kopi ini tak seperti biasa, terasa lama waktu tanpanya. Terbiasa bersama membuat tersiksa aku di sini, bermimpi bertemu bersamamu. Thank you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's season, we would like to play a regional song from Riau entitled Selayang Pandang. Literally, Selayang Pandang means at a glance. A Malayan song which was popularized by Said Effendi tells about a young man's feeling who falls in love to a girl in the first sight. The song also contains of advice or educational poem such as the last stanza in the following. Pulau Pandan jauh di tengah, di balik pulau si angsa dua, hancurlah badan di kandung tanah, budi yang baik terkenang jua. Its lyrics means if someone does good, even though she or he passes away, her or his kindness will be remembered by everybody. Let's listen to Selayang Pandang sung by Gugun Blue Shelter.
Tidak ke ladang, tinggi rumput jadilah lalang. Lama tak ku pandang, hati telah bimbang. Lama tak ku pandang, hati telah bimbang. Layang-layang, selayang pandang, hati di dalam rasa bergoncang. Jangan ragu dan jangan bimbang, ini lagu selayang pandang.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address at VOI.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
From Indonesia.